Doug Steffen Good Day program. Coming up in this half hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to be here. We have lots of medical news this week, so we'll get his ideas on some of the hot stories, medically speaking, and to continue on with our overview of the hot stories in general, most important stories of the day here, courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the execution of the, he was the killer. He was convicted of being a killer. The story we've been sort of floating around with during the course of the day, his name was Franklin. He had a 61 IQ, and there were a lot of people who thought that he really didn't do what he is accused of doing, but it was easy to convict him because he barely is articulate enough to say his own name. So he's been on death row for 20 years, and the Supreme Court said no to a stay, so he got his, in some people's minds, just rewards.
Now, the person they put to death, this is a white supremacist guy. He's killed blacks and Jewish people.
All right, so who's the guy that I'm confusing him with that was also on death row that was the state of the black guy that had a 61 IQ?
This isn't him. This is Joseph Paul Franklin. He was a white supremacist who targeted blacks and Jews.
Right. Well,
cross-country killing, 77 to 80.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's also the man who shot Larry Flint as a little...
He say what again?
He shot Larry Flint and left him partly paralyzed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that story. No, that's not the one. There's another. What's the name of the fellow that was in Texas and the Supreme Court said we're not going to stay? I thought that was the... maybe I confused it. This guy looks like... The one you're talking about looked like Hitler.
Yeah, he looks like Hitler.
Yeah, right.
It's a good description.
Yeah, he did. Okay, so the other guy was a black guy, the guy who had a 61 IQ. And now I've lost my hand. That's the trouble with technology. I don't have any paper in front of me about this. I can't just reach for a piece of paper. And I'm now trying to go back and find the story, and I can't put my finger on the story. So if somebody else has got it, help yourself. But at any rate, we're talking about the need to execute. I'm not a believer in the death penalty per se, but in some cases it's warranted. In the case of Franklin, he got what he should have gotten this the day after he was convicted. I don't know how long ago he was convicted, but he needed to go. And mostly, when you put somebody to death like that, it isn't. There's no preventative connected to it. It's just vengeance. And, you know, maybe that's appropriate. Some people argue with me that it's not, or that I'm bedeviled by this. I don't think that in general the death penalty has been used well, properly, or effectively. But when it comes to guys like Franklin, he's a dog.
I think most people don't like the death penalty until something happens to them, until they become a victim.
Right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they need the death penalty for closure.
Right. So where is this other? I'm like, Kenny,
what was interesting, though, Doug, is that Flint actually said he didn't want to see Franklin killed. Mm. But he did direct quote, that he wanted an hour in a room with him and a pair of wire cutters and pliers to inflict the same damage on him that he inflicted on me.
Right. Sounds like an episode.
Almost worse than the death penalty, wouldn't you think?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so why can't I find the story of this guy?
I can't find what you're talking about either, actually. So I don't know. I mean, I can find stories of late where the Supreme Court is looking at death row inmates with low IQs, with they should even be candidates for the death penalty. Mm-hmm. I can see that, but I don't know about any case, particularly in Texas.
That's
I think you might be making things up again.
No, I'm not. I remember just earlier, but thank you for suggesting that.
He's dreaming things.
I'll do my research once we have finished having our conversation.
I'm looking for you, boss. I'm looking.
Jack Stockwell, you can cover me. You can get my back, will you please, Roberta?
I will.
I need a little scratch the upper left-hand corner. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth, but then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started.
Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net, powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
14 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with the services now of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who does special reports. His website, jackstockwell.com, and his Forbidden Doctor newsletter, both things that you should look for if you are into alternative healing or thinking about what it is that you need to do to protect your body, keep yourself healthy, et cetera, et cetera. Jack and I have been friends for a number of years. He's a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, got a big new office there, and has people from around the country, including yours truly, go to him. I don't get to him frequently enough, maybe three or four times while I'm in the West Coast vicinity over the course of the winter, but I will tell you, it's magic what he does with one spine and neck problems. But he also has a focus on a lot of other things. He was one of the first people to say, if you have a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy life. And health in general, certainly forefront of conversation, Jack. You're a private practitioner. I guess you take some insurance. I've forgotten whether you do or you don't or how that all works. Chiropractors in general now are treated much more respectfully. The AMA spent years trying to discredit you and chiropractic in general. Now they've lost, and chiropractors are treated as real professionals and real doctors like they really are. Now, having said that, all the reports about who wins and who loses in terms of privately held services like yours, how do you fare or do you not fare under, once it's totally implemented, if it ever gets there, what's the effect of Obamacare on you and people like you?
Well, I'm primarily what's considered a cash practice. If someone has insurance that covers what I do, I still have them reimburse me directly for my care the day I give it, and then I give them paperwork to file with their insurance company, because the insurance companies will pay them much quicker than they will pay me.
Right.
Now, number two, Obamacare is going to fall completely, totally, flat on its face January 1st. Yeah. It will not. It is not. With all the internal problems they're having right now, this is going to become much more of a political issue. Well, it already is, than a health issue, because that bill that the Republicans sponsored last week, 57 Democrats jumped across the line and joined the Republicans to start the disassembly of the Affordable Care Act. Because as we get, you know, it's less than a year now. I mean, it's only a few weeks less than a year for the midterm elections for next year. And every congressman is up, and a third of the Senate is up for reelection. And this will probably be the hottest, excuse me, the hottest issue of all facing next year, because the further we get into the year, the more and more problems are going to develop with this affordable care stuff that the essential poster child, President Obama himself, is going to have a hard time, I think, keeping his place in the Oval Office.
All right. Well, because I know you and I agree on this stuff, and most people listening agree. If you look at the polls, as a matter of fact, I think today I was looking at support for the president at an all-time low, support because of the Obamacare issue. But he's not running again, so there's not, unless the Democrats get to him to try to, fix their own party line before the election next year. But I was more interested in what it requires of you as a practitioner, and if I'm hearing
you correctly.
It's
still in the air. It's still up in the air. Nothing's concrete.
Mm.
I mean, I get regular information from the American Chiropractic Association, the International Chiropractic Association, the state chiropractic associations, and there's these question marks all over the place, like, boys and girls, you know, settle down. We don't know ourselves yet what's involved here, because there's been laws passed regarding chiropractors and the Veterans Administration. They're supposed to be a chiropractor in every VA hospital supported by the government now.
Really?
They still have, oh, yes. Chiropractors, are if they go into the services, they're supposed to go in on a captain level, just like medical doctors.
Wow.
And there's legislation that's been passed for that. And it's just languishing out there in nowhere land because nobody's really pushing it or trying to enforce it. And the same thing, I think, is going to happen with affordable care. Ask the medical guys. The medical guys themselves aren't even sure what's going to really happen, because you got a 1,000-page bill that is so nebulous in so many areas, so concrete in others, that there's no harmony from one side to the other trying to make any sense out of this. That's most of the nightmare there, is you can ask three or four so-called experts out there giving weekend seminars on what the Affordable Care Act means, and they're all teaching different things. I've received their literature. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing that sort of I wanted to get a fix on. What can people expect? And this may be the reason there's so much frustration with it, because never mind you can't sign up, never mind the website doesn't work, never mind there's all kinds of mass confusion, but even, around setting up these policies, but to even have a policy, if your policy was due to be sunsetted, if you will, expired or not renewed at the end of the year, and now the president says, okay, yeah, we'll keep those for another year. Some people aren't able to get them back anymore because the insurance companies are happy to get out because they were paying for things that they didn't want to pay for anymore.
So we've got 6 weeks till January 1st now.
All right. Jack, thank you for the input. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out jackstockwell.com and the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth, but then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net, powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at officemax.com/services.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24 count, just 2 for $12 with your Balance Rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The rock band Boston has a new album on the way. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. It's their first new music in 11 years. Features seven different vocalists, including three songs by the former lead singer Brad Delp, who passed away, what, 5 or 6 years ago, Kenny?
Yeah, I think it was 6 years ago.
Yeah. And so we have this title track called Life, Love, and Hope from the new album from Boston on its way just in time for Christmas. How many people are Boston fans here?
I like the city,
Sox.
Sir.
Yeah. I But not the band necessarily, is that what you're saying?
I think it might have missed me. I think I might have been a little too young when they were popular.
Could be. Yeah. I like the older classic rock stuff from the Eagles and Boston, the Cars, the Moody Blues, that kind of stuff. This is good. All right, so you can check it out. We have the info for you at DougStephan.com. Trending now, the story of Wild Bill Hickok's gun. I don't quite understand why it didn't sell. It was on auction or at auction on the block in San Francisco. How many people are following this? Nobody's following it. I'm the only one who cares.
I'm trying to follow it. It was expensive, though. It was $220,000.
Right, didn't everybody bid that much?
Really?
That's why it didn't get sold.
It just seems like
they put that. That's what happens sometimes at these auctions. Somebody will put a reserve on it, and that's aimed at either getting the top dollar fast out of the box. A lot of times at auctions, it's really very interesting. I'm about to.
Oh, bless you. While you're sneezing, I'll tell you that the auctioneers started the bidding for the revolver at $150,000, but the potential buyers were only willing to pay $220,000. That was less than what the consigners would sell it for. So it came in at $220,000, but they wanted a lot more than that.
Wow. Excuse me.
Do you like how I filled that in,
Jennifer,
for you?
Yeah, very nice job, Jennifer. Thank
nice
you.
Nice job. That
if you'd like to continue sneezing, the revolver was valued at between $300,000 and $500,000. So, you know, $220,000 would have been quite the bargain. And so they didn't let it go. They
so did this, how did it get valued? To go on the Antique Roadshow? How do they know how much these things are worth?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. No, I think just had someone, I think, I don't know, probably someone at the auction house estimates the value, I would imagine.
Really? All right.
It's Bonham's Arms and Armor Specialist. There you go.
All right. See if you can tell me why these stories are trending. One of them I can understand. The congressman from Florida, they got arrested in a cocaine snack. A snack.
Well,
snag.
Snack.
He was having a snack.
I was having a string cheese and some cocaine.
Yeah. Here's this guy. The police picked up this guy for cocaine distribution. And as usual, just like on L.A. Law or Law and Order, the guy who had the goods on said, will you cut me a deal if I give you a famous person who's one of my customers? I said, of course, yeah. So they did, and they caught the congressman that serves as Fort Myers, that part, Naples, that area of Florida, whose name now escapes me. Seems to me it begins with a T. But anyway, he's on his way. Well, he quickly apparently made a deal yesterday and admitted he's gone public and I am dumb and I wished I hadn't done it and yada yada, which always happens when you get somebody with their pants down, literally and or figuratively. Oh, I didn't mean it. It was just a mistake in judgment. Terrible. I would never do this again. I don't know what made me do it now. Yeah, okay. Perfect. Let's see what else is trending. The selfie portraits that people are talking about, because yesterday that was supposedly one of the new words of the year. So a lot of people are looking at their own selfies. 28 after.
30 million people in the U.S. have issues with their veins.
And the damaged vein might simply be unsightly, as in spider veins, but it might cause symptoms, as in varicose veins.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Pain, heaviness, aching, discomfort, itching, swelling.
Vein specialist Dr. Rory Burm works at the Center for Vein Restoration in the D.C. area.
The treatment of varicose veins has come an awfully long way.
Since the days when veins were stripped, a painful procedure, now vein surgeons have several options, including the closure technique.
A tiny little nick is made to gain entry into the vein, and a very small probe is pushed the whole way up through the vein while being visualized on ultrasound.
For the latest information on the many different treatments for vein problems, check the links on our website. Vein issues are often hereditary, but avoiding two things, tight clothing and frequent hot baths, can help you protect your veins as much as possible. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24 counter, just 2 for $12 with your balance rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
You're as cold as ice.
Not if you've got one of Old Navy's famous frost-free jackets. Just $25 for adults, $19 for kids. This Saturday only. Warm up with frost-free jackets, starting at $19. Plus, take 40% off all outerwear this Friday and Saturday only. Yeah, it's cold, but these prices are hot. Only at Old Navy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What is going on in the world today? We're here to discuss that, to inform you, and to get our own juices flowing, which may help get your juices flowing on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check out a lot of our stories at DougSteffen.com. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. Kenny's monitoring our Facebook.com/Good Day Show page and Twitter at Good Day Show. What's the latest trend there? I went through a couple of the other trending sites. What do you have, Kenny?
A couple comments. Let's see. We were talking earlier. There's a story on at DougSteffen.com about some of the controversy over the Macy's parade.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph said he hasn't watched the parade in years. But let's see if I can find it. Somebody else sent us a message about one of the controversies is about the SeaWorld float and
yeah.
The trouble that they've been in over the orcas and the documentary that was on CNN.
SeaWorld's not supposed to be treating those whales right.
Am I hearing a big buzz? Is everybody else hearing this? Michael,
I hear a buzz, yes.
Michael.
I hear a buzz, yeah.
Thank you. What was that? You just put Roberta down, right? Is that Roberta?
It's always
Roberta.
So sad.
Roberta's got a couple of good stories that I want to show you. Coming up in a few minutes, the contestants this week in our Dream Big America overview. We have, as you know, or hopefully you know, if you're new to the program, I'm a big I'm a big supporter of entrepreneurialism in America. Small businesses, people with brilliant ideas, great follow through. They don't have quite enough money, or maybe the right kind of support to get to the next level. So we have competitions every week from three people or three companies that have been vetted by various folks that are my partners in this venture in order to
find the really good up-and-comers, kind of like Shark Tank and American Idol together.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 2 minutes to explain themselves on our Tuesday program. And then we bring you excerpts from some of the things that they point out with regard to their particular specialty. You can listen and then decide who to vote for. It's become quite a thing. It's kind of like a social group in and of itself. And so the voting will continue. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes as we bring on some of these contestants. All right, do we figure out where Roberta is?
Yeah,
all right. Before we get to you, though, Roberta, there are a couple of dozen suspected terrorist bomb makers, and I had talked about this earlier. I want to give you some more details. Some believe to have targeted American troops.
Ew.
They have been allowed to move into the United States as war refugees. Apparently, the government has made a mistake. Gee, what a surprise, huh?
You think?
Yeah. FBI agents are now investigating the remnants of a roadside bomb recovered from Iraq and Afghanistan. For whatever the reason, the people that were attached to it seem to have moved to Bowling Green, Kentucky. And by the way, this wasn't the first time they found them down there. In 2009, there were a couple of Al Qaeda Iraqi terrorists who had moved in. How do we get these? Well, I suppose you can ask, if you give a visa, if somebody's got a visa and they come in here. But shouldn't they be vetted before they come in? Who decides? The country where you're going decides on whether you can come in, right? Aren't they the ones that issue the visa? Do we issue visas, or do we just let people come in here that have passports? Most other countries, you've got to have a visa to get in. How does that work? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I'm very concerned that we are currently supporting dozens of people that are supporting. But we have now, because we let these people into the country, apparently, now we're spending a lot of money to investigate them when they should never have been allowed in the country in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Homeland Security? What's wrong? These are trained terrorists, for God's sakes. They are experts in bomb making, and they're inside the United States. And quite frankly, that concerns me. Shouldn't it concern all of us? How do they get in here? And maybe there are more than that. Frankly, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House yesterday said these are trained terrorists, trained in the art of bomb making, and they are here. Let's see, the State Department has stopped processing Iraq refugees now for, they've been off of it for months. Well, they've been off of it a couple of times because this same problem came up. We offered, I think, 10,000 slots in our immigration openings for refugees from Iraq. Is that the right number? I'm asking all these mm-hmm. questions, but I think that's the right number. So the intelligence tip led the FBI to a fellow a few years ago. He was a refugee. He faced persecution at home, so that's why they let him in here. Supposedly he was persecuted, and now there have been investigations into these refugee screening systems, not unlike some of the scams that go on to bring Mexicans across the border, and the border guards look the other way. It's the same kind of thing. So what are we doing here? We have 70,000 Iraqi war refugees that live in our country. Now, am I accusing all of them of being bomb makers? Of course not. But in the group, hiding in the group, are some people that are dangerous dudes. And they ought not to. Again, if the government was doing their job, when these people come in, how do you let them in? You got to know who they are. If they're coming, they make, like the Mexicans come in, or the Cubans did, just come in illegally. Well, you can, it's pretty easy to get into this country, actually. You can go to Canada, they get in somebody's car, and go across the border.
Well, look how big the borders are. I mean, especially the U.S.-Canadian border.
I mean, you can get on a boat in Canada, and you can just pull up to a slip in Miami and get off the boat.
Right.
Nobody knows where you come from. Now, do I want us to lock down the country? No. I'm just saddened by the number of people that want to do harm to us.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, we've been a pretty good experiment, and we've been pretty good for the progress. I mean, there are some things here that we've done that are damnable. We've created wars and that sort of thing. But in terms of intellect and discovery, and that's sort of why I sort of circle back around to the entrepreneurial support that I give to our contestants in the Dream Big America effort. Because we want to highlight the best of America, and that's the up-and-coming brains with great ideas. But, you know, we do have these people who don't come here for any good reason. They come here because they want to do us harm. And we're not doing a good job of securing the borders. It's bad enough we have all these illegals that come here to work and take jobs away from Americans, and then we give Americans money because it's easier to give them money. I mean, the whole system is so screwed up. But more, if we have all these people doing their jobs, there ought to be a way to keep Iraqi refugees who are bomb makers and al-Qaeda members from coming into our country, don't you think? Is that too much to ask? Hearing nothing, I will move on.
Isn't that question
rhetorical?
Yes, yeah. Yes,
right.
Okay.
All right, so yesterday we had the three contestants on in Dream Big America, Brenda McCaffrey, Delilah Pagno, and Natalie Soucy. We'll hear from all of them with their ideas in just a matter of moments, so you can get ready to vote at dreambigamerica.us.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase, as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
To everyone we love.
To my very best clients.
Throughout the year, there are so many people you don't get to tell how you feel.
We're thinking of you.
Just wanted you to know.
Whether they're customers, family, or friends, there's no easier way to share how you feel than with personalized holiday cards from Vistaprint.
I just wanted you to know.
Just visit Vistaprint.com on your PC or mobile phone, pick a look you love, upload your photos or logo, and add your unique message.
I just wanted you to know. That I miss you. I just wanted you to know that I wish you the best holiday.
It's a great way to share how you feel, and right now it's more affordable than ever. Just visit Vistaprint.com today, click on the link in the upper right corner, type in promo code 1616, and we'll give you 50% off all your cards and ship them to you for free. That's 50% off and free shipping, only at Vistaprint.com with promo code 1616.
I just wanted you to know.
All right, now it's 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Before we get back to the news of the day, these three contestants will have a minute or so from each one of them in our Dream Big America weekly contest. We have had two winners so far. We have three weekly contests, and then the last week of the month, we put the three winners of the three weekly contests together, and we come up with a finals winner, and this person will receive the $20,000 in support and reference all kinds of things that are great to move your business along. And we announce those winners on Thursdays. So we have voting until 2 o'clock Eastern Time this afternoon for one of these three folks. Madeline Hayden was the winner last week. This week, Brenda McCaffrey presented information about her company, Brilliant Biometrics, and the website is brilliantbio.com. Beauty and technology are the focus here as we listen.
At Brilliant Biometrics, we want you to boost your brain power by giving you more time in your day. We've created the Via Heartbeat Bracelet to help you boost your exercise routine and get you into that target heart rate faster. We also enable you to stay there longer. The Via is actually beautifully designed, so you'll want to actually wear it all day. And here's how it works. The magic happens when you decide to exercise, put on your Bluetooth chest strap heart rate monitor, and step up your exercise routine to reach your target heart rate. The Via begins to glow to let you know you're in the zone and to encourage you to stay there longer.
All right. If that reaches anything in you, Dr. Brenda McCaffrey is the person you should vote for. And it's pretty easy to do that. I'm going to explain how to vote for these contestants in just a matter of moments. Let's get to contestant number two, though, Delilah Panio, who has, if you go to her website, stiletto-.com, it's actually referred to as S-Dash, and those who follow her are S-Dashers. Let's find out why.
I took my passion for travel and helping women, and I launched Stiletto Dash because every woman has done the dash to the airport gate. It's actually the perfect culmination of what I love. But you know what's different about us is our definition of travel wellness. It's more than just eating right and working out on the road. Because to be a great S-Dasher, to really travel well and not let it take you down, we think you need to be happy, healthy, savvy, and connected. As you can imagine, Doug, there are already lots of solutions out there. Websites, blogs, apps, products. But these girls don't have time to find or customize them. She's a one-stop shop, and that's Stiletto Dash. We created this super cool site with curated content, products, and travel essentials to help every woman business traveler be the best S-Dasher she can be.
All right, so that's contestant number two this week, Delilah Panio. What we can advise you to do is once you've heard these people, maybe you want to go to the dreambigamerica.us website, check them out more thoroughly, and then vote. You can do that at the website, or you can text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326, or again, vote online at dreambigamerica.us. So before we have run ourselves out of time here, contestant number three this week in the Dream Big America contest is Natalie Susie. She runs a company called Bear Mixers, website bearmixers.com.
Bear Mixers are all-natural, low-calorie, gluten-free cocktail mixers. They come in three flavors: margarita, pomegranate cranberry Cosmo, and lemon drop. They're all made with only four natural ingredients, so they are quite literally bare of all the junk, and they're only 23 calories an ounce. So instead of the typical 500-calorie cocktail, a Bear Mixers cocktail tops out at a slim and fit 120 calories. That is a huge deal for health-conscious people. With Bear Mixers, you can make all kinds of cocktails and mocktails, for margaritas, martinis, and mimosas. And for the kids in all of us, it's awesome over ice or mixed with some Pellegrino.
I'm not a drinker, but I thought this sounded like a pretty interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. Especially because it's all natural.
Yeah. Bear Mixers from San Diego, website bearmixers.com. All right. So vote for Natalie Susie if you like her idea, Delilah Panio if you like her idea, or Brenda McCaffrey. Again, Brilliant Biometrics attached to Brenda, Stiletto Dash attached to Delilah, and Bear Mixers attached to Natalie. Vote until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have the winner for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, a couple of other stories. Roberta is following the tale of two cities. A train heading to New York ended up someplace in Pennsylvania. Where's the wrong turn in that story, Roberta?
I know. It's just hilarious that you would think that, you know, you just follow train tracks. A train leaves right. Philadelphia, and it's heading to New York Penn Station. You mm-hmm. know, happens every day. Very popular
yeah.
train
awesome.
Line.
Yeah.
Thousands
every
and
hour.
Thousands of people go on that train line. Well, this train left the Philadelphia 30th Street Station and wound up in some small town with some weird names.
Vallakinwood.
Like a Celtic name.
Vallakinwood.
Somewhere outside of Philadelphia. It took a wrong track.
Yeah.
What was hysterical is that the train crew has been suspended until they get additional training. Yes, well, take the track that says to New York as opposed to
well,
somewhere else.
Well, not so much. I mean, they do this. These people that are on these trains, these people that run the trains, they do this, some of them, at least daily, sometimes more than that. So how hard is it to recognize when you're going down the track that you're going in the wrong direction?
I can't imagine how you can get lost on a railroad track. That's what just blew me away. Going from Philadelphia to New York City. I mean, honestly.
That's where I am.
Hello. Oopsie.
I'm oopsie. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to the Doug Steffen Daily Good Day program.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Make quick work of this, one of the most familiar themes in movies, from the movie Rocky, number one movie this week in 1976, number one tune on pop hit radio as well, Going to Fly Now, Bill Conti, who still does the Oscar orchestration, does he not? What isn't it the Oscars or Academy? It is Academy Awards, I think. Doesn't he do that every year, Kenny?
Yeah. I don't know if he does it every year, but he might. I remember seeing Rocky when I was 11 years old, and after the film with that song, running down the block, three blocks home. It was that motivational.
Really? Good for you, Chuck. And
yes.
You're in equally good shape these days, too. Congratulations. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's here to go through the movie news. He's an expert in videos, DVDs, all sorts of things, both present and past. So we like to have him. We challenge him with our, and you too, more importantly, with the movies every day. We have three excerpts from the audio track of an important movie. This one was the number one movie during this week in 1975, and the stars are very... very, very discernible. You'll recognize the voices quickly. It's just a question of finding the right movie title in your head. 888-302-3684 for fun. Here's the first clue.
Get out of my way, son. You're using my oxygen. You know what I mean?
That might do it for Tucker. That probably would do it for you, right? As far as figuring out what the movie is? No.
Need another one. I need another one.
Michael, play him another one.
The Mental Defective League in formation.
Come on, you got to get it from that. Haven't you got that one? No? 888-302-3684. First person with the right answer who hasn't won our Movie Moments before will get our swell prize. Here's the last clue.
Don't make a bit of sense to me. If that's what being crazy is, then I'm senseless, out of it, gone down the road, wacko. But no more, no less.
All right.
I got it.
You got it. Okay. That's
right.
You
got it now.
888-302-3684. Chucker has other things, including movie news for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. All right, here's Chuck Curry with the latest movie news. I was looking at a story. I think yesterday you were talking about Dumb and Dumber, or was that...
No, I did. The release date for Dumb and Dumber 2 is November 14th, 2014, which will coincide with the first film's 20th anniversary.
By the way, Dumb and Dumber 2, they spell 2 T-O.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's because they're dumb and dumber.
I've heard that, Jennifer. Yes.
I'm starting to laugh already. That's a good sign. Some casting news. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Tom Cruise is trying to recruit semi-retired actor Jack Nicholson to come and co-star with him in a comedy titled El Presidente. Speaking of Nicholson, he's done four films in the last 10 years. His last starring role is in Rob Reiner's The Bucket List. So hopefully Jack comes out and... Well, say one thing about Tom Cruise in his personal life, but when it comes to in front of the camera, the guy's one of the...
You know, I'm so sick of listening to people...
Not only a movie star...
I'm sick of listening to people throw that Scientology crap up. Who cares? The guy attracts people. This phony focus on whether he's something wrong with him because he's a Scientologist. Who gives a rat's banana? Come on.
I agree with you. Yeah. In a recent interview, actress Winona Ryder says she... The film will star Michael Keaton in the title role of Beetlejuice, and it will be directed by Tim Burton. That's certainly a project to look forward to. And one bit of TV news, actor Christopher Lloyd filmed an episode of the Michael J. Fox show this week. That's the first time the two paired on screen since Back to the Future in 1990.
Cool.
I still can't believe that the studio has not rebooted the Back to the Future franchise, but for whatever reason they have not.
Movie debut day for Woody Allen's Celebrity went on. Kenneth Branagh, Judy Davis, Leonardo DiCaprio, Melanie Griffith on this day, 1998. What do you remember about that movie?
Too much, to be honest with you. I mean, basically movies in the last 15 years. That was just one of them.
Enemy of the State premiered on this day, 1998. Will Smith and Gene Hackman. I thought John Voight was a great bad guy. It was a very good movie.
And it was a big hit, too.
It was. Liz is in Palm Desert. What's the name of that movie, Liz?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is correct. Number one movie this week in 1975, Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You win the prize. Thank you, ma'am. 59 after. This is Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.